What's up, aviators? Welcome to another episode of The Aviator's Guide. As always, I'm your host, Holly Bellino. Thanks so much for joining me today. I thought I would sit outside because it's a lovely day today. Not as cool as I was hoping it would be by October, but at least it feels nice. And because I'm sitting outside today, you will be hearing some aircraft flying overhead because I'm close to a few airports. And one of those airports is a military airport, so you'll be hearing some of those really cool jets flying by every now and then. This is the second episode of my mini-series, Ways to Build Your Flight Hours. But I know you guys want that DPE episode, your Designated Pilot Examiner episode, and that will be coming out next week. And after that, we'll resume the mini-series of Ways to Build Flight Hours. Last week on this mini-series, I covered CFI, or Certified Flight Instructor, as a way to build your flight hours. It's a fantastic way to build your hours. I'm laughing at my dog that's in the background right now. That's Philo, by the way, guys. So as I was saying, being a CFI is a fantastic way to build your flight hours. You'll really hone your skills as a pilot. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I know it made me a better pilot. It's also very rewarding. But again, it's not for everybody. That's why I made this mini series so you can find the ways that you would like to build your flight hours. And one thing I want you to start thinking about during this mini series is not just about time, but good quality time. Being a CFI is good quality time. So let's see if either of these two options I'm going to discuss today seem right for you. These are two both different yet potentially fun ways to build your flight hours. Pipeline flying or powerline flying, and being a skydiving pilot. Let's start with pipeline flying. So pipeline flying is really doing just that, flying over pipelines and sometimes power lines 500 feet above the ground. You'll be taking pictures every once in a while, maybe, and you may be flying 2 miles that day or over 50 miles that day, depending on your route. And again, you're searching for problems with the pipelines or the power lines. You're searching for any damage that has been done to them, any debris that has fallen upon them due to a storm, any current or potential leaks, any changes in the land such as land erosion, and even vandalism. And yes, just like everything, there are pros and cons to both of these I'm going to talk about. Some perks of flying pipeline is that you will not be flying in bad weather days. You don't have to fly IFR. You'll be flying VFR or visual flight rules all the time because you can't see the power lines when you're in the clouds. So you'll be doing a lot of low-level flying in good weather. You have to be. You could also potentially be making better money than if you were to be a CFI, depending on the company you go with. And just like you would if you were going to be a CFI, you will develop fantastic stick and rudder skills. And again, depending on the company that you work for, you will have more flexibility with your schedule. I know of a pipeline pilot who would work 2 weeks out of the month and then be off 2 weeks. As long as he finished his required routes, then he was done. So you really just fly as you need to get your routes done, but again, depending on the company. And what could be considered another perk, depending on your person, is that you might be flying alone. So some of you may find that disconcerting. Some of you may not like that. Some of you may enjoy flying by yourselves. You are your only responsibility. Some pipeline companies prefer you to fly with two pilots in the aircraft. So again, just depends where you go. But also flying solo could be a disadvantage. So let me tell you how by rolling into the disadvantages of being a pipeline pilot. If you're not flying with two pilots up there, you're not going to be able to develop your CRM or crew resource management. And this is a downside because this is what airlines want to have established in their pilots at their hiring. Also, if I were flying pipeline, I would like to have a second pilot in the plane with me because you're doing low-level flying, and that could be another disadvantage as well. When you're doing low-level flying, you have to worry more about terrain and obstacles, and if you're taking photos of the pipelines or the power lines, you're going to want someone else controlling the aircraft while you're focusing on that. Do you want to be taking a photo while flying the aircraft? What kind of bad situations could you see running into that when you're 500 feet above the ground? And yes, I know low-level flying sounds really fun, and it can be, but you have to be on top of your game and paying attention. And also, if you're flying low-level and you have to remain in VFR, what else do you think you could come across? Scud running. Scud running is not a safe practice, you guys. And as I told all of my private pilot students, if you do not think you can fly VFR, you should not be going. If you think it will probably be okay, should you be going? Really what scud running is trying to remain below the cloud level, and that could eventually lead you into marginal or IFR conditions. Not to mention, you could run into a CFIT situation known as controlled flight into terrain. So just don't do it. Lastly, like I said, even though you get to fly VFR, a downside is no IFR. If you do want to go to the airlines, instrument is a critical topic that they want you to understand fully before they hire you. If you're flying VFR for 1 to 2 years while you're building your hours as a pipeline pilot, how do you think your instrument skills are going to be? You think they're going to be good? You think they'll be non-existent? It's possible. If you're not utilizing your skills in that area, they're not going to be there. So if you decide you want to go pipeline, you have to be studying instrument on the side, or you're going to have to cram really hard before that airlines interview, which doesn't really sound particularly fun. I know that the airlines want you to have this instrument proficiency because back when I was in flight school, I actually spoke with an Envoy recruiter and he specifically told me they want you to have your instrument skills honed. So that would probably be the biggest disadvantage to flying pipeline. So if you're looking to go to the airlines, pipeline flying may not be the best way to do it. However, if you're looking to be an ag pilot doing crop dusting or maybe even firefighting, it might be a good route for you. The second one I'm going to talk about today is being a skydiving pilot. Cool, right? Cool vibes, cool people, cool environment. And even though it is different from pipeline, they're about the same pros and cons. A pro being single pilot only, but that could also be a con in that you'll be lacking your CRM, your crew resource management. Con, you will have no instrument flying because you can't drop off skydivers through clouds. That's illegal. So VFR days only, guys. So again, not honing in your IFR skills. Pro, you could again make more money than if you were being CFI. It depends where you are a pilot for skydivers. Another con, you're going to be doing the same thing every day, flying up, dropping off skydivers, flying back down, picking them up, going back up, up and down, which may sound fun, but that also leads to a pro. You could get your landings down to a T. You should if you're doing that many landings in a day. Also, you'll get really good at balancing the aircraft because you'll have people jumping off from there, ruining your CG and hanging off the side, making it difficult for you. So you'll also hone in your stick and rudder skills just as you would as pipeline flying and CFI flying. And lastly, another big con if you want to go to the airline is if you're staying at one airport doing landings at that same airport all day, guess what you're not getting? Cross-country time. You know what an ATP minimum is for you to go to the airlines? You have to have 500 hours of cross-country time. So think about that if you only want to be a skydiving pilot to build your hours. So really weigh your options here, guys. Think what's best for you. What are your future goals? What would be best for you to learn to get to your next goal? And maybe you can do a little bit of both of these things. Maybe you don't want to be a CFI at all. So you do a little bit of skydive piloting over here, and then you do a little bit of pipeline flying over here. It just depends. You can mix and match. You don't have to do one way to build your flight hours. In fact, it may be better to not just choose one way to build your flight hours and make yourself a more diverse pilot. Either way, both of these options will make you money and get you your hours. Do you think either of these options would fit your goals? Let me know what you think. To make sure you don't miss out on all the ways that you can build your flight hours, go ahead and like this video and subscribe to my YouTube channel for free. If you're listening to a podcast, then please rate, review, and follow my podcast. Thanks for your continued support, you guys. I appreciate all of you. And I'll see you next week for that DPE episode. See you later, aviators.